Good morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. Thanks for joining us. Today we're going to talk with Emily Leadham and Renee Leach. Very exciting news that they have to share with us today about an upcoming women's conference in the Diocese of Sioux Falls. They are very excited about it, and they're going to share with us a little bit about the vision and what they plan for that conference coming up actually in early 2018. So please stick around for that portion of today's program. Gene Young will have news for us in just a bit. First, the readings for this Sunday. Emily Leadham doing double duty today with the first and second reading, and Deacon Bill Radio with the gospel.
A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Thus says the Lord, "Rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you. A just savior is he, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He shall banish the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also, through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with a look at news highlights from this past week from the Bishop's Bulletin, here's Gene Young.
Thanks, Jerry. In the news this morning, the newly renamed Bishop's Cup will bring golfers together and will be played this year at Minnehaha Country Club in Sioux Falls. The event is slated for Monday, August 28th. There'll be two formats this year, the Bishop's Scramble, which is a four-person scramble with prizes awarded to the top two teams in each flight. A Crystal Cup traveling trophy will be awarded to the team with the low net score. The Bishop's Challenge is a four-person team. Each golfer plays their own ball, and the two best balls scored hole by hole. A Crystal Cup traveling trophy will be awarded to the team with the low net score there as well. All of the proceeds from this charity event go to benefit Broomtree Retreat and Conference Center for the Diocese of Sioux Falls. For more information, contact the Catholic Community Foundation at 605-988-3725 or toll-free at 1-888-246-3386 or online at www.ccfesd.org. You can read and see more about the Bishop's Cup golf event, that is, in the July edition of the Bishop's Bulletin in homes across the diocese right now and online at www.sfcatholic.org. In other news, Jesus took a few loaves and fishes and turned them into a feast for thousands, offering the church an example of faith in action. Cardinal Daniel N. DiNardo of Galveston, Houston said, in sending 3,500 delegates home from the Convocation of Catholic Leaders, "The joy of the gospel in America. In the face of adversity and naysayers in today's world, not unlike the apostles who wondered how they would feed the masses, the church is called to take what they have as Jesus did and reap the rewards of achieving great things in the face of the impossible," Cardinal DiNardo said in his homily during the convocation's closing mass this past week. When we see the complexity, when we see the impossible, Jesus will say, just give me what you have. Imagine what we will have left over after we do it at the Lord's word, he said. Jesus gives the apostles and everybody who listens to them, he gives them that power. Do we believe? St. Paul says, if we believe, we can go out and do what is asked, said Cardinal DiNardo, who is president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. In a related item, delegates at the Convocation of Catholic Leaders, the Joy of the Gospel in America, do have their work cut out for them, but they are equipped to do it, said speakers at the final plenary session this week. The saints always loved a good fight, and we should like a good fight too, said keynote speaker, Auxiliary Bishop Robert E. Barron of Los Angeles, the bishop known by many of the delegates for hosting the documentary series Catholicism and the website Word on Fire, was unable to get to the Orlando hotel where the convocation was taking place because of problems with his flight, so he greeted the crowd through a video hookup. At the start of his talk, he cited sobering church statistics about the decreasing number of Catholics today that some delegates heard at some of their breakout sessions. For every Catholic who joins the church, six leave, he said, and also the number of nuns, those who claim no religious affiliation, even if they were Catholic, is growing. The bishop let this sink in and then went straight to encouraging delegates to move forward, saying it's an exciting time to be an evangelist. In the closing mass for the Fortnight for Freedom, Baltimore Archbishop William E. Lurie called on Catholics to thank God for the gift of freedom and to pray that they use this gift well and wisely. It's too easy to let this gift lie dormant or neglected, he said in his homily at the mass celebrated during the Convocation of Catholic Leaders, the Joy of the Gospel in America in Orlando. Archbishop Lurie, chairman of the U.S. Bishops Committee for Religious Liberty, has celebrated the fortnight's opening mass, June 21st, that is, at the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Baltimore. This is the sixth year of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Fortnight for Freedom, a two-week period of prayer, advocacy, and education on religious freedom. It starts on the vigil of the shared feast day of St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More, martyrs who fought religious persecution, and ends on Independence Day. In his homily, the Archbishop urged convocation delegates to advocate for those whose freedoms have been denied and to seek better laws and engage political leaders. But he also stressed that nothing is more important than bearing witness to Catholic teaching and fulfilling our mission to love. The Catholic Diocese of the Carolinas and Georgia are experiencing record growth, Archbishop Wilton D. Gregory of Atlanta said during a meeting of U.S. Catholic Church's Atlanta province. We realize that all five of the dioceses represented here have recently opened new chancery offices, Archbishop Gregory said in an interview with the Catholic Miscellany, newspaper of the statewide Diocese of Charleston. We are all in a growth mode. That's a good thing, he said during the province's meeting in Charleston. With a look at the news from this past week, I'm Gene Young reporting from the Bishop's Bulletin Newsroom.
Gene, I was interested to hear those stories about the convocation. Of course, we had a delegation there from our diocese.
Exciting stuff.
We're hoping to learn more about their experiences maybe on future editions of the program.
Good deal.
All right. Thanks for the news. Let's move on now to our interview. This morning on Catholic Views, we are joined by Emily Leadham and Renee Leach, and they are like glowing this morning as we sit here talking because they have this event that they have been working on, and we're going to do, I don't know if we're going to break any news this morning, but we're going to talk about a women's conference that is coming up in the Diocese of Sioux Falls next spring, and grateful for the opportunity to hear about it.
We are so excited.
We're just sitting here smiling at each other. We can hardly wait. We've been, it's been brainstorming for a while and it's happening. We walked in to talk with you today, Jerry, and we said, it's getting real. It's happening.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It is fun. And I know this is something that has long been a dream for a number of people. And maybe we ought to maybe just take a step back and talk about that. First of all, why is that important? Why is it important to have a conference that kind of focuses on women? By and for women, I guess we could say.
Well, it's kind of been a dream of mine ever since our legacy. There was so much energy at the legacy event, and to have the opportunity of all of those people come together in an area and share their faith, and it was very profound. I'm a convert, and one of the things that Protestant churches do very well are these tremendous women's conferences that I have been lucky enough to attend. Mm-hmm. And that is something that our diocese has never done, mm-hmm. a women's conference. And so after the legacy event, there were a group of us sitting around at the lunch table saying, we need to do a women's conference. And we said, yes, yes, we do. And so the wheels started turning, and we started talking amongst one another, and the idea got bigger and bigger. And we ended up talking to our bishop, saying, would this be something that we could possibly consider for our diocese? And to our delight, he jumped on board and was thrilled that we were even talking about it, and that set the train in motion.
That's awesome. So, Emily, is this kind of coming under, in a sense, your area, the marriage, family, and respect life?
A little bit my area, as well as Chris Bergwald, who's the director of adult discipleship in the diocese. I'm smiling because as Renee was saying this, that was one catalyst. And as that was happening at the same time, Chris Bergwald in particular, over the past probably 10 years, has gotten a few emails, a few phone calls, a few things here and there from different women across the diocese just saying, I don't know when, but at some point, I think it would be awesome to have a women's conference. I don't know when, but I would like this. And so as that was kind of turning, and quite frankly, I think it had to be put on the back burner for a while as other things were just exploding in the diocese. And in God's perfect choreography and timing, this group of women sitting around at the lunch table combined with Chris Bergwald's, growing understanding or hearing of this desire in the diocese paired perfectly together. And then, my office, I'm like, just let me in somewhere. Let me in the door. I just want to be a part of it. So really, this is something that's under Chris Bergwald's office, which I love. He's in all of our meetings. Blessed is he among women.
Yes.
But he's been so supportive and really has been, saying, okay,
very
ladies,
open.
Yeah, very open to saying, ladies, what is it that you desire? Let's have you really take this and run with it. So my office is marriage and family life. Obviously, the marriage component is a big thing that I would love to see as a newlywed. That's something that I'm hungry for. And I think that's something that the different demographics, the middle-aged, the empty nesters, the matriarchs, if you will, they're all looking for kind of renewal in that area as well. So I'm getting in the door any way that I can.
So, as I said, we're going to break a little news. I don't know. Now, by the time people hear this, they may have already seen their July Bishop's Bulletin. There's probably going to be some information in that July Bishop's Bulletin as well. But let's talk about what the event is, what it's going to be called. And I know not all the details are set, but some of them are. And you can share some of that this morning.
You bet. So we're very excited to announce, first of all, our theme. This was something that the committee that we've put together really spent probably 2 weeks really praying over, brainstorming together, and came to a really beautiful consensus that this is beautifully made, a women's conference. The theme being beautifully made, looking at identity. Who am I as a woman? Who am I as a daughter, as a spouse, as a sister, as a friend? And first and foremost, as a child of the King. So really looking just that image, that identity, that's our theme. Did we say our date, by the way?
Not yet.
Our date.
We might have listeners that are like, tell me when it is.
Yeah, got to get it on the calendar right away.
Our date is April 14th, 2018. It's a Saturday. It will be all day, so you need to block out the whole weekend. It's going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning and go till 9 o'clock at night with a ton of fun things happening during the day. There will be internationally renowned speakers, and there will be breakout sessions, and there will be hands-on activities, and there will be chocolate and coffee and wine, and there's going to be all sorts of awesome things. Everything that women love, it's going to be there.
Shopping.
Yes, there will be. Yes.
Try and stump us, Jerry.
This is very good. I love it. I really, really like the theme, beautifully made. To me, and this is probably what you guys talked about, is it reflects certainly the creator and
correct.
The created.
Yes.
And I really like that. I think that's a great expression.
Yes.
We're excited about it. We kind of live in a society where we are told what we should be as women, to the point that we've forgotten who we are as women in God's eyes. And so that's one of the goals of the day, is to just remind women that they are wonderfully and beautifully made for a purpose.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And that we don't have to be perfect.
Exactly.
I think we, like you said, we live in this culture of this is who you're supposed to be. And with that comes a lot of high standards and a lot of feeling like, where do I match up? You know, I'm not a good enough mom. I'm not a good enough grandmother to my grandkids. I'm not a good enough, I'm single, I'm waiting, etc. You know, we're covering the entire demographic. And I think that's something that we really wanted to encompass in whatever theme we chose and whatever this day looks like, is that this is for all women, high school included, not for young girls. Right. It's going to be a little bit more geared towards really high school through, like I said earlier, the matriarchs, those church ladies, those gray hairs, if you will.
The prayer warriors.
They make the world go round, those church ladies. So really, this is for anyone and everyone in between. And we felt as though the theme of beautifully made applies to each and every one of those demographics.
And the gift in that is when you bring that many demographics together, you bring together a community of women who can support each other in variety stages of life with mm-hmm. the hope that eventually they'll take those connections and those contacts and that community that they've made and take it back to their parishes and continue that within their parishes so that they continue the community of We need one another to get by in this world.
That's really interesting that you say that, because I think so often we go to conferences and we get all revved up and we're so excited and the conference is great, which mm-hmm. I'm sure this is going to be. I have no doubt about that. But then it's like, well, now what?
Now what? Right.
Mm-hmm. Now what?
Mm-hmm. And the impetus of this conference actually was, before even desiring a conference, was women desiring just greater community in their parishes, exactly. in their hometowns, etc., greater faith communities. And so ironically, the women's conference wasn't even the first idea. The first idea was, how can we establish greater communities, faith communities of women who just need sisterhood, who mm-hmm. simply need sisterhood? And the women's conference was secondary. Well, let's have a women's conference in order to initiate some of those groups.
And we talked about that. Do you do things within the parishes first, or you do the women's conference first? There was which comes first, mm-hmm. and we just thought, if we're going to do it, let's go big first, and we'll start a fire that can go back out into the diocese, and these women can take it with them.
I know you have at least one speaker, I think, that you can share at this point.
I've heard
a rumor that you might be able to share at least the name of one.
Yes. We do.
Yes, we can. Do you want to share?
Sure. We're very excited. Emily Stimson is coming to Sioux Falls to be one of our keynote speakers, and we are so excited to have her. She's from Steubenville, Ohio. She is a freelance writer. She's got an awesome sense of humor. She has a blog called The Catholic Table, where she talks about food, friendship, and hospitality. She's written several books, and she has a special focus on marriage, sexuality, and femininity, and we are thrilled that she has agreed to put us on her calendar and is going to come and join us.
Yeah, we can't wait. It was actually somebody that I had, you know, briefly or loosely had heard of in different areas, different arenas. I think I had come across some of her articles before, but not somebody that I really knew a whole lot about. And so then when we were looking for a women's conference speaker, somebody said, I really think that we should contact Emily Stimson. And I said, yeah, let's look into her. Let's see who that is. And watching some of her videos that she had on YouTube, I mean, I was just busting.
Now we're stalking her.
Yeah, yeah. I know. How embarrassing. Is she going to know who I am? Is she going to hear this? But she's a blast.
We all want to be wanted.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah. Amen. But yeah, she has a great sense of humor, and I think was able to just articulate things to my heart in a way that was very real life.
Yes,
very
relate to us.
Yep.
As we are, where we
yep.
are.
Yep. And absolutely. Just, but with a level of depth and faith and all of those things. So yeah, she just really, really struck me in that regard. So we're so excited to have
very
her.
Very excited to have her.
And I know there's more to come. Some of it's still being worked on. Some of it you're just saving. I understand that we're kind of parceling this out because we want to kind of yes. build some excitement yes. about that. I wanted to touch on one other idea about who is included in this. You talked about all age ranges. How about for somebody who's maybe not particularly into their faith at this point, or who isn't quite there but is maybe curious or whatever? Okay, are they welcome?
Oh my gosh, yes, please. And what I would say is,
invite. Yes.
And if you're listening to this and you are one of those gals that are saying, yeah, you know, I normally don't go to these things, but I'm kind of interested. Yes, heck yeah, you are invited. There's going to be wine. There's going to be chocolate. Did we mention that already?
And shopping.
And vendors. So absolutely. I think probably the majority of people that are listening to us right now, you're already ready to sign up. I have a feeling, because Renee is so excited about about this that you're like, okay, give me the URL already. I'm ready to sign up. If that's you, go out and find that gal that's on the fence.
Yeah.
And that's really been our
charge. Five gals. Sorry. We're going big.
Way better.
We're going to go big.
Well, the thing is, if you think it's a value to you, why wouldn't you think it's a value to some of your friends who maybe need it?
And the term conference is a little misleading because some people think, oh, I don't want to go to a conference and sit and listen to dry speakers. It's going to be boring. It's not going to be boring. It's going to be a ball. There's going to be great music. And people are going, the women are going to come away feeling uplifted and fed and on fire. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. we just want to spread that around to everybody.
A few of the women and the friends that I've talked to about this so far, it's kind of funny. Their initial response is, that would be so fun to get a group together to go.
I want to get a group together
to drive, you know, from, I was talking to somebody from Aberdeen. I would bring myself and five of my friends right now.
A girls' weekend,
et cetera. Yeah. And that'll be one of the things that we're hoping to be able to offer too is some blocked hotel rooms for those. This will be at the Sioux Falls Convention Center. It's a big venue that can handle all of us because we know we're going to book it all.
Yep. And meals will be on site. So you don't have to worry about finding meals. Yep. That'll all happen there.
Yep. So a lot of gals were saying, you know, come for the weekend if you can. You know, obviously we understand if you have family and that kind of thing that it's not an option. But certainly look ahead at that. Could that be something that you're going to come down Friday night, you're going to go out for dinner as girls, and then Saturday you're just going to be present and ready for everything that God has for you that day? I think that would be a blast of a weekend.
Is the schedule, I don't know, you're still working on some of the speakers, but you have kind of an idea of the schedule of how this will play out?
Can you
talk about that?
Yeah, tentatively we'll start in the morning, probably around 9 o'clock or so. And then that evening will end likely around 9 p.m. So
with
it'll
a
be
concert,
a full day.
We're thinking.
It'll be a full day. We're so excited about that. And one of the big things that we were talking about was if we're going to do this, you know, what is appropriate? What can people commit to? And a lot of our committee members said, you know, I might be able to get to the 9 to noon thing more realistically, but what's going to feed me a whole lot more is if I just devote my day. If I give you my day, I know how much you're going to give back to me. And so that's why we decided, you know what, let's do this. Let's make it a full day to really walk with the Lord in everything that he has for us and really make that a kind of a complete journey throughout the day.
And we're hoping there will be opportunity for mass, hopefully confession, adoration, and some time to move around. So again, women won't be sitting there all day. There will be plenty of time to move around and do activities and different things.
One of the things that I've heard you intend to do, and I'm not sure it's quite ready yet, but is to, you hope to use social media, maybe even to have a designated kind of place where people can go to find this information and share it with others, ways that if you're trying really to involve others, it's like, you know, go invite five friends, as you said, here's an easy way to do it. Mm-hmm. How's that coming? Where's that at? When can people look for that?
Our website will be live very, very soon. If it's not already, it's truly in the works. It's going to be ready to go in no time. And that's sfcatholic.org/womensconference. So that's where you're going to be able to register. All registration will be handled online, so you don't need to worry about printing out forms or anything. It'll be a really slick process. So if you're sharing it with your daughter, your granddaughter, etc., they'll be able to access it very easily. That's one big thing. We'll be all over Facebook and Twitter, like the Catholic Diocese of Sioux Falls page. Will be there. Our Twitter URL is SFDiocese. Mm-hmm. So we'll be tweeting on there as well. And I'm a big fan of Instagram, so I'm sure that I'll be throwing some things on Instagram as well. So that's social media wise how you can do it. One of our other big desires was that, you know, we're making promo materials that really, when we were talking about them, they almost have a certain wedding invitation feel, if you will. And that actually struck us because what do you do with it when you get a beautiful wedding invite? You hang it up on your fridge and it's fun to look at. It's beautiful to look at. It's creative. It's pretty. So as we were creating our promo materials and that kind of thing, we wanted to make sure that we're giving every one of you something that you want to hang on your fridge and something that you want to hand to your friend. So, stay tuned for more on that, but that's one of our ideas in the working.
We have an awesome graphic designer that's working really hard on getting that done and we can't wait to see the end result. It's coming really fast.
Yeah. Well, it's really interesting to hear about this. And I will say as a man, I'm like sort of intrigued by parts of it and parts of it. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm busy that day.
Yes, you are.
But I know I will be, actually. Let's talk about that a little bit. I think it's pretty cool, actually, that a number of guys are volunteering so that the women can be free to attend. And I think that's appropriate. So I guess you're open to volunteers, too, right?
Yes, we are. That's something that we've seen a couple of other dioceses do, is just to have that some of the details and that kind of thing really be handled by some of the male staff members or family members, that kind of thing. So stay tuned on more of that. We'll definitely be in touch if we need volunteers. It's going to be a big project. So yes, it's an all hands on deck party.
One thing we are asking of our listeners as we continue to move forward is to keep us in their prayers.
Yes.
Pray for the committee and the people working on it and the women that will be attending it, that the Holy Spirit will make it a very fruitful event for all.
Yeah, absolutely so. Okay, about a minute left. So give us the best pitch and make sure we get the date and everything in there again.
Save the date, April 14th, 2018. Book the full weekend. Don't miss it.
Beautifully Made, a women's conference. Come together, be inspired, and discover who you are.
I've always wanted to know who I am.
Amen.
Haven't we all?
Amen, Jerry.
I really, I like your themes. I love the beautifully created. I think
it's going to be outstanding.
Yeah. So look forward to it again. Get that on your calendar. And I suspect we'll probably talk again.
Yes, huh?
That'd be awesome.
I suspect we'll be talking again on Catholic Views to make sure people stay updated on it. And the website again?
sfcatholic.org/womensconference. If you can't remember that, Google Catholic Diocese of Sioux Falls, and I promise you'll get there.
And if the website isn't up yet, it probably will be very, very soon.
Yes.
So check back if you don't see it when you first check. So ladies, thanks for being with us, Renee Leach and Emily Leadham. Exciting to hear about the Women's Conference.
Thanks for having us.
But Jean, a little bit of time left this morning. A couple things we do want to talk about. Of course, the July Bishop's Bulletin should be in everyone's homes.
A lot of great material in there. The featured center story this month in July is spirituality. It's a great amount of information, great comments, and people will find a good amount of information throughout all 24 pages.
Also want to mention with something else you'll find in the bulletin this month is an article by Daryl Thuringer about the synod that's coming up on youth and an opportunity to weigh in. People can express their opinions.
And people really like to chime in. So we've gotten a lot of feedback already on the survey that we did about communications an issue or two ago. And now that people have the opportunity to chime in on this topic. So they should look for that article on page 12 and then get back to us and fill in the survey and chime in.
Yeah, and that's online. You can find it at sfcatholic.org. The survey is up there now and be a great opportunity to provide some input, which then gets used as the bishops will be meeting in the coming months. So thanks for doing that. That's our time for Catholic Views this morning. Thanks for being with us. We'll be back next Sunday.